G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast. For the weekend of Saturday, November 30, John Barker here, joined as usual by Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, Joel, the Perth Masters moves into week two, and we've got the Winterbottom Stakes for the sprinters. The WA has produced some great sprinters down the years, but this race is the one of the three, amazingly enough, that tends to be dominated by the visitors. And the market certainly suggests that could be the case again this year, with Trekking a fairly warm favourite. Does look the obvious at weight for age, but I guess my query would be, how many times can he peak?
Yeah, exactly right. He had to win his way into the Everest. He did that. He ran super in the Everest and then backed that up with another great performance last time out. So you're right, he has been up for a couple of grand finals at least, and they haven't just relied on him, the Godolphin team. They've sent across Home of the Brave and Viridine as well, who are probably not Group 1 horses, but maybe you get their chance in a race like this. And a few others of Kieran Maher, David Eustace have obviously seen this as a good opportunity to have a throw at the stumps at a Group 1 for a colt like Dubious, who needs a dry track, and they're going to get that. And they've also sent over Spirit of Valor, another entire, trying to get that elusive Group 1 win to make a stallion of him. And then we've got a Kiwi presence too, another entire looking for that Group 1 win, Endless Drama, formerly with Chris Waller. He's gone to New Zealand with Tony Pike and he's done a great job, placed in the Stradbroke 2 Trekking in Brisbane, and then went back and beat Tiakau Shark in a Group 2, so you wouldn't rule him out of the mix either.
Well, let's get straight into it. Tell us what are you going to win the Winterbottom?
Having said all that, I am with one of the locals who proved himself in Melbourne recently, number 10, Vital Silver. He's had the two runs this time in work, both in Melbourne. He ran well down the straight in the Gilguy behind Sunlight and Santa Ana Lane, and then went to the Manicato Loom to win, and just, probably the 7.5 kilos and the sweet, sweet ride of Craig Williams on Loving Gabby was enough to tip him out, but he ran well. 3 for 3 here at Ascot. Happy to play him at the each way odds ahead of One Trekking. He's an obvious contender. In for third, number 8, Valor Road. Another local who we've seen perform quite well in the East. He won a strong Group 2 Euclays, beating Tafani and another good horse that's shown good form through the spring, name escapes me, and then ran pretty well in the Goodwood as well. So I think he's a chance, fitter for the first up run. And 3, Haydock, was pretty good first up off that long spell at Sandown. You'd have to think he'd be a fair bit fitter for that. 10-1-8-3 for me.
All right. The other black type race on the Perth program, the Ascot program on Saturday, is the Race 5, Magic Millions Tattersall's Cup. That is a listed event over 2,100. These generally on their way to the Perth Cup. BJ Ryan's best for the day comes up in this, and that is number 4, First Forceful, for Grant Alana Williams and Willie Pike. Richo's got an interview with Alana Williams in this week's Winning Post. Forceful BJ's best to beat 6, Friar Fox, 1, Taxagono, and 2, Prize Catch. BJ's value bet at Perth, at Ascot, is race 4, number 16, Without Reason. Big fields through the day at Ascot on Saturday, this middle day, a couple of series finals, and full form for that in your Winning Post. Back east, they're racing at Rosehill Gardens with 3 black type races in Sydney on Saturday. First of those is race 6, the ATC Cup, over 2,000 metres, a listed event.
Now in 12, House of Cartier. She improved nicely 1,400 to the 1,850 at Hawkesbury Newcastle last time out. And third up from a spell, should have plenty of room for improvement. Just looks a lovely opportunity for her to get some black type. Number 12 ahead of 6, Black on Gold. Should be ready to peak third up out to this distance. 7, Morton's Fork. Been around the mark, had no luck at the Valley 2 back, was on the 7-day backup and ran on reasonably well last time out. And 2, Taikamochi, just think 2,000 inside draw on pace suits him better than staying at the mile last week in the Gong. 12.672.
With 4, Alwood, admittedly has been a pretty tough horse to catch. He's been running mainly in Queensland of late and would deserve that win at Doomben last start over 2,000 metres. That's his right trip. He's had 6 wins from 13 starts over the 2,000 metres, and he comes in rock-hard fit at a backable price. And with the 4, with 12, House of Cartier, as Joel mentioned, that relish that rise up in trip, 400 metres, and it was far too good there. We'll certainly go on with it, I think. The 7 in next Morton's Fork, around the mark, and another deserves a win. And the 5, Emperor's Way, I think tracking along okay, getting out to these preferred distances of his. 4-12-7-5.
Race 7 at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday is the Iron Jack Festival Stakes. Warming up for the Villiers in 2 weeks. The Group 3 over 1,500.
Number 10, Bobbing for me. His racing pattern, you know, always means he's going to rely on a bit of luck and a few things to go right. But both his runs this time in have been excellent. Just Savage the Line first up in the Kosciuszko. And then missed a run in the Gong and went to the benchmark race there on the same day. Just had too much to do, but did hit the line well. He's had big weights. Down to 53, that gives him his chance to measure up to this Group 3 race. 14 Rainier is racing well, just came from a long way back at Flemington last start, and we saw the form out of that race hold up pretty well. And Mr. Exclusive was third, and he just missed winning stakes race the following week at Sandown. 4 Moss Trip, I think she went up $26, I don't know why that was, but she's back on song this prep. She sort of didn't come up last prep, but she's racing well. And 6 Sambro, you can just see them peaking for the Villiers second up. He'll improve on whatever he does here, but he's good enough to run well.
Yeah, with Ranier as well, comes out of a pretty strong benchmarks 90 during Cup Week, and he just missed Mandela Effect. And yeah, as Joel said, the form of that race has stood up. Plummets in weight to 53 kilos, certainly in this for sure. Moss Trip in next is going well. This preparation, shame about missing the early price, but only a length and a half. I'm pretty smart stablemate in a Group 2, Reel Him in Ruby. Fourth up, I think, ready to peak. The 10 in next, Bobbing, also got plenty of time. All country trained galloper, has to be in with the light weight. And the 6 in next, Sambro, 14-4-10-6.
Race 8 at Rosehill on Saturday, Drinkwise Starlight Stakes, 1100 metres, a listed event. And Joel, your best on the program comes up here.
Yeah, you're always a little bit wary of these horses that you know are going to the paddock after this run. But spoke to trainer Keith Dryden earlier in the week for a yarn for the paper, and definitely to the paddock after this run. He's only fourth up. I wouldn't have thought that he was over the hill this time in. He was very good winning the Kosciuszko second up. Went to the Goulburn Cup 1400 and was good. Just maybe a little bit reluctant to take a bit of a gap there in the straight. Certainly it was the jockey's opinion, and they've taken the pacifiers off. He's had them since his first barrier trial, where he's very green and very new to it all. They reckon it's about time to take that piece of gear off him. Back to the 1100, he'll be very strong late, and with 54.5, I think he'd be very hard to hold out. Could be a sneaky Stradbroke chance in the winter. So he's on top for me from 1 Bonhomie. Hard not to like this horse's record at the track and distance. 8 goes, 5 wins, 2 seconds. First up in the Hunter, 1300, which is a distance he's never been to, and he ran third. So he's on song to run well. 4 Badajoz is a distance specialist as well. And 6 Sandbar. Tricky gate, so it's a different story than second up when he drew barrier 1. But he's down 5 kilos, and he's always had talent. He should have more room for improvement third up.
I thought the price of Baller was too hard to ignore. I think opened up at currently around $10, $11. First up, talented inside from the coming stable. First up record really good. 2 wins from 3 starts. And he has tried well leading into this. He was first up run last sprint was in a Group 3, the Show County. He wasn't too far off Deprive. I think this race is much harder at all. He can chase his listed win here. And over the odds, I thought Baller, 11 with the lightweight. So on top, Baller. Got 1 Bonhomie in next. As Joel said, that track distance record hard to refuse. He seldom runs poorly, this horse. The 7, Handle the Truth. And 6, Sandbar, also chances. I thought 11 was over the odds. 11-1-7-6.
Okay, so 11 Baller was Daniel's value bet on the Rosehill program, and 7 Handle the Truth was Joel's best. Joel, talk us through your value bet, which we haven't heard about yet. It comes up earlier on the program, race 5, number 6, Oriental Runner.
Yeah, horse hasn't won for 632 days, and all 3 best bets tipsters have him on top, and I think a few winning post tipsters have him on top, so yeah, they're honing in on him to break a bit of a drought. $16, I'm happy with that price though, each way. His form last prep was pretty good without winning. Second to Colding, third to Ghostly, who won last week, third to Desert Lord. So he was around the mark in good company. He's missed the place just once from 4 goes fresh, and his 2 trials have been really good. Nashua Willow Rides, had the apprentice on a lot of the time last prep. So Yeah, I think you need each way odds to back a horse like him, and we're getting it. So he's on top for me in that race and a good value play.
And Daniel, your best comes up in the last. That's race 9, number 12, Convinced.
Yeah, I think Convinced, pretty smart colt from the Snowden Yard, is ticks a lot of boxes here. He's third up in the Spring Stakes. Wide draw in that run, and sort of had to be restrained back there, and didn't he finish off really well, especially the last 150, 100 metres or so. It was a terrific end to that race there into fourth. He drops back into a benchmark 78. He drops 3.5 kilos from that run. And I think he's still got his best racing still ahead of him. It's only his seventh start on Saturday. I just thought he ticks a lot of boxes for mine. So, yeah, race 9, number 12, my best, Convinced.
He is also in at Canterbury in the last race of Friday night. Yeah. So if listeners take note, there's a few double acceptors in that race.
Okie dokie, Doomben is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and there are two black type races. First of them, Daniel, is race 7. It's the TAB Mode Plate for 3-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, missed the early price about Courage. I think went up as much as $15 some places, in the $7.50 now. Not too sure why she went up that such a big price. It is a pretty good 3-year-old fillies field here, and there's a lot of winning chances, admittedly, but just her form and the way she's trialled of late, would have thought she'd be right in the market. Anyway, she is now. She's about $7.50. I'm still happy to take that. Yeah, that's a good each way price. Her first up form very well, and she can really reel off some quick sectionals on this day. The speed will be on here, and she should get every chance, I would think, from a pretty kind draw barrier 4, as long as she's not too far back or too far off them. And as I did say, has trialled well. So 6 on top, Courage. 7, Sugar Boom. She's a filly that's coming into her own now. 2 wins this preparation. Well ridden to find the front from the wide draw last start. Hold off a pretty good field. I meet a few of these here again. The 1 in next, Gemma Scotland. So consistent. 6 of 9. He's won 6 of 9, this horse. And drops 2.5 kilos from his last start, win over 1,400 metres, and in for 4th, I thought, In Gear, the 18. I think we saw the best of her first up. Sort of a little bit of a tough run. This is a stronger race, admittedly, but I think she's a filly with quite a bit of upside, and I thought well over the odds at 35-1. So worth throwing into your exotics, the 18. 6, 7, 1, 18.
The main feature at Doomben on Saturday is race 8, TAB George Moore Stakes, 1,200 metres at Group 3 level.
I'll preface this by saying I think Brave Song finds his right sort of race here. He's been contesting some good races up in New South Wales and Sydney, and his form's in a read 2 flash hot, 4-8 in all 4 runs. He hasn't been too far away. Finds a slightly easier race here, but yeah, in saying all that, I think Outback Barbie's extremely hard to go past. She was a soft winner first up. Granted, she is a very good fresh horse, but she put away a pretty good Keith Nowd field there. Well, won softly. Tambo's mate, the runner-up, has come out and won a listed race since. So she's on top, the 7-2. Brave Song in next, the reasons outlined. 10, Chapter and Verse, was another who closed well in that listed race I referenced. And in for 4th, Keener 8, I thought was one over the odds worth throwing in exotics. 7-2, 10 and 9.
Your specials come up earlier in the program, starting with one of the non-listed features in the TAB Winning Rupert, race 4. Your value bet on the card is number 11, Snaz and Charm.
Yeah, Snaz and Charm has trialled well twice at the Gold Coast and Readers. This is the Matt Dunn colt. He's still made in form throughout the last preparation, though, read quite well. Tackled a really hot form race on debut at Randwick with the Kensington track there. And his 2 runs since in Brisbane during the winter months were pretty good as well. As I said, has trialled well. Seen a little bit of support already, and pretty keen to back on each way basis. So race 4, number 11, the value, and the best comes up in the next. For Lifesavers, there's an open field. Thought he'd probably come up $455. He started $750, so happy to take that. It's been so consistent this time in. Or in second to Tambo's mate, a horse I referenced earlier. That horse has sort of been the benchmark this throughout these last couple of months in Brisbane. I think ready to pick now, 4th up. And yeah, it ticks a few boxes for me, Lifesaver. Race 5, number 6.
They're racing in the main track at Morphettville on Saturday. There is a black type race. It's race 7, the Roadside Services and Solutions City of Marion Stakes, 1,200 metres. Your best on the card, Daniel, comes up here. Race 7, number 13, Amblev.
Yeah, at a price too, Amblev. Archie Alexander trained mare. She's this is certainly the toughest task she's faced thus far. Her last 2 runs have been at Moonee Valley, both in benchmark 64s, and she sort of toyed with her rivals there, won by a length there, but in both, but sort of won a little bit easier than that on the line. I think up into listed grade, she certainly deserves her shot at this level. I think at a pretty big price, $10, $11, she's certainly in this for sure. So I'm Blev, talented mare on top for me. In for second, I've got Columbia racing well in Melbourne. That form would certainly hold up here. The 9 in next, Agulette. Did the job as favourite at Strathalbyn last start, but did cover ground that day. It was a very good win. And the 11, Miss Jane, worth thought as well. 13, 8, 9, 11.
And your value bet is in a three-year-old maiden coming off a debut second at a good price, though, and that's race 4, number 3, It's a Shame.
Yeah, that's right. Seemed to be struggling before the turn, It's a Shame, on debut. Sort of looked like he's going to sort of battle away and hold fourth or fifth, but I sort of found another gear late, and last 200 metres is very good. Hit the line well. It's no match for a dominant $1.50 favourite, though, that day, but like the way It's a Shame finished off, no doubt improve off that and probably prove over further in time. I just thought in a race that there's not many winning chances, I probably only thought two or three were these were genuine winning chances. I think he can find a pretty winnable city maiden here, and at $7.50, happy to find out each way. So race 4, number 3, my value, It's a Shame.
In Melbourne this weekend, the racing is at the Valley, and this is the week when the late Peter Lucas would always serenade us with the Seekers, the carnival is over. Because the fields are falling away at the Valley, and there's a benchmark 64 on the program, where coincidentally enough, Joel, your best bet comes up.
Yeah, race 5, number 5, Talenti. I think he's one of the more exciting horses at the meeting. Barrier 1 is not ideal. He had to sweep around them, come from last at his Australian debut. He showed good promise in New Zealand. He was well back there at the Valley. He won like a smart horse. Stays at 1,500. Barrier 1, that's the little query, but I think he's better than these, and he'll be progressing to a better race. So I'm happy to make him my best. My value, well, it's a tough day to find value. I think it's come up $4, which is not really a value bet, but we'll make it anyway. Race 8, number 10, Sir Pippin. He's had 2 runs back from a spell in Sydney. Beaten less than a length in both. Not much luck first up. Chased House of Cartier last time out, who I expect to run well in a stakes race in Sydney, and his form last prep around Admiral's Joker and Dr. Drill just looks very nice for this. Out to the 2,003 up, should be tough to beat.
Yeah, I'm also with Talenti as my best bet of the day. As Joel said, one of the more exciting horses anywhere around Australia. I know, speaking to Robert Hickmott for an article last week, he said the sky's the limit with this horse, and the way he sort of won that Moonee Valley, his first Australian start, you can certainly see why connections feel that way. Barry 1, no doubt, is the query, and up at 1.5 kilos, but a pretty moderate benchmark 64 for a Saturday City meet anyway. I think Talente with even luck will be just be too good. And the value, I think mine isn't much value either. It's about $5.50, $5. It comes up in the last race. Morrissey, I think, ready to show something third up. Did win third up last time in. I think back around the bend's the key for him. He was okay down the straight last start, but certainly better around the bend, his record suggests. And his run here first up behind Bella Vella, I think, reads pretty well for this. Claims for an informed jockey. Happy to make my best value of the card. And as Joel said, not a day with much value at all, though. Race 9, number 10, Morrissey.
Now, if you want an indication of the depth of this Valley program, it is possibly the fact that Talenti, the 4 specials that have already been mentioned, Talenti, Sir Pippin, or the 3 that have already been mentioned, Talenti, Sir Pippin and Morrissey, I've got all of them on top, and my specials are race 6, number 6, Somols, and race 4, number 3, Mystico, and Joel and Daniel have both tipped both of them as well. So it should be a very gettable big 6. And there is a $30,000 jackpot, which is not a massive jackpot when it comes to the big 6, but still, cash there. I mean, they're all in fact, all those horses are in the big 6 races, so.
And now the middle pin, race 7, where none of us have mentioned a horse, Shawnee's $2.
Yeah, we've all got Shawnee as well. Yeah. So, readers and listeners, don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. You've got all the form for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and we haven't even done New Zealand or the Jericho Cup, so.
I'll take us through New Zealand. We've got Ellerslie and Wanganui on Saturday. A couple of stakes races there. Three-year-old listed race for race 5 is a good clash between The colt, Dragon Leap, number one, and the filly, number 14, Two Illicit. I think one of the two will win, but I am keen on Two Illicit, and I've made her my best for the day. A strong win at this track at her second start. And the value bet, race eight, number three, Atarangi. Should have fought out the finish last start. He was just getting a run through near the inside, and the run closed. He ended up finishing on the place getter's heels in fourth. Wanganui, the best, is Stephen James, race four, number five. Out to the 2040 off three 1600 metre runs should be perfect. And my value bet is Somewhere Man, race eight, number five. Putting a pen through that last run. He went down to the South Island through the Riccarton Carnival and put in a bad one, but usually pretty consistent. His form last prep suggests he'd go pretty close in a race like this.
All right, as I was mentioning just then, form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, the big event. They've got the Traralgon Cup, but the main one these days is the Hames Paint Jericho Cup, which is race eight at Warrnambool, worth $300,000 over 4,600 metres through the paddocks, becoming a real summer feature of Victorian racing. And Joel, you made your best on the program, race eight, number one, Ablaze.
Yeah, he's been a great money spinner already for these connections, same owners as Nature Strip. They brought him out of the South Island of New Zealand, and he was sort of just whacking away there. They brought him as a jumper. He won a flat race, then won a maiden hurdle, and then a week later won the Houlihan hurdle. So they got all their money back. He's just been targeted this right the way through. Went to Gawler to pick up the necessary points to make the field, and he got that job done nicely. I don't think he'll have any problem staying the trip. He is a clear bet for me.
But you, Daniel, have made your value bet as one to beat Ablaze, and that is number 10, Pretty Mama.
That's right. He's been up for quite a while, Pretty Mama, and it's only really recently sort of tackled these longer trips, 3,200 metres at Echuca at Melbourne Cup Day. She won that pretty easily, and then up to 3,800 metres at the Valley, one of those Jericho Cup heats, and she chased well in the second, just couldn't get past Firefree, who sort of racing in patches that horse, but yeah, I had every chance there. I just think up to the 4,600 metres, she's with the lightweight. She's going really well, and I think, I don't know what the price of her is yet, I'm not sure the price have come out, but yeah, I think she'll be probably around $7, $8 at least, and yeah, definitely worth an each-way play.
Well, we've got her at 11. As I mentioned, make sure you do pick up your winning post if you haven't already. One of the features is about the Jericho Cup. Matt Stewart on page two has got an interview with Charlotte Littlefield, who has one of the chances in the race in Hello My Friend. That takes us out for the preview podcast. We will be back next week. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners. And we'll talk to you next week.
And we better give a $20 bet. Who cleaned up last week's?
I just had no sleep. I don't know. Who did clean up last night? Wouldn't have been
both of you two.
Not for me at the Valley. Did you pick one of the Valley last week?
Oh, I really can't remember. We should take more notice of these. I don't probably.
No, I didn't win last week. Dane Clipper did nothing at Moonee Valley to end my pretty good run.
Well, I'll go handle the truth. A Rose Hill race eight, number seven. So I'll leave Talenti for either of you two if you want to snap him up.
Should we take a big six with our $20 bet? No, I'm going to go Sydney for me. Race nine, number 12, Convince. I think 20 at the 550 sounds pretty good.
All right, well, I'll go Mystico at the $4.40. Race four, number three at the Valley. And we, this time, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, punters.